Let's talk some Niners. This guy was drafted last year, but basically had a redshirt year. He was 40th overall, second round pick, Tank Carradine, and he's good enough to join us now. Tank, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
What's going on, man?
Doing great. Hanging in there.
Good. First of all, let's get the nickname thing out of the way. So it's Cornelius Tank Carradine. When did you become Tank, and how did you become Tank?
I got the nickname Tank from my mom when I was a kid. As a 4-year-old, I was always a big little kid, and I was bigger than all the other kids, and kind of like be out there playing football, just running over everyone, all the other little kids, and I was just big, so everyone started calling me the game Tank.
That's a good nickname to have when you're a football player, I should say. But your quality. I mean, obviously you're big for average guys walking around. But as a football defensive lineman, you're more of an edge rusher, a speed guy. So coming off the ACL, Tank, where are you physically? Are you completely over that, or is it still going to take a little time even this year to get completely past that injury?
I'm over the injury. When the injury happened, it's been over a year and 4 months since the injury. Recently, I had another knee surgery where they went in and scoped my knee, took some scar tissue out of the fluid. But I was always like, felt like I was back, I was ready and healed. But there was a little scar tissue in there and things like that that they took out, and which made me actually feel 100% now. Back then, I felt like I was 100%, but at the same time, I could feel that my right knee, it felt good, but at the same time, when I got out there and run and stuff, it didn't feel like the other knee. But once they went in there, it took out the scar tissue for it. Both of my knees feel the same. I'm good to go, ready to go. It felt like I have ever been hurt before.
Yeah, Jim Harbaugh said that, I think he said at the Combine, late February, right? You just had the scar tissue kind of cleaned up, right, just recently?
Yeah, the beginning of February.
Beginning of February, okay. And everything feels good at that point now?
Yeah, I think that's one of the best things, you know, that happened to me since I had the injury with getting the knee scope, because it completely feels better. I could get full range of motion. I can bend my leg properly. I also can squat and do all the things, et cetera, that when I go out there and run and things like that. And it feels so good just sleeping. It doesn't even feel like I ever tore my knee before. It feels just like the other leg, and just feel normal. I don't get stiff, no pain or anything. So I felt like that was a great thing that they did when they scoped up the knee and things like that.
Yeah, it's great to hear you're over. We're looking forward to seeing you play this year. So even though you couldn't get on the field and play games, how many mental reps were you able to take just watching? I mean, your team, you've got so many great edge rushers, Ahmad Brooks on one side and Alden on the other. I mean, you're more of a lineman, but Ray McDonald's good, Justin's good. What did you learn this year just watching your guy and learning from Coach Tom Sulo?
I watched a lot. You know, I watched some of the veterans. I watched how they did things, how they prepared for practice, how they prepare for games. And I just try to follow their lead, you know. Even though I wasn't out there playing, I was able to pick it up mentally and see the things that they did. And, like, I actually got to see how to be a pro by the way they did things. So I took a little bit of what everybody did, and I tried to, you know, apply it to myself. And just by now that I'm healed and everything, I can, like, now I know how to prepare for practice, prepare in the offseason, get ready for camp and things like that. So I picked up a lot, and I also picked up a lot for Coach Tom Sula by him sitting there coaching other guys, learning the game plan and the techniques and things like that. So by me just listening to the things you got to say and hearing it mentally and things like that, it works out fine. And all the stuff that he taught, you know, I was able to pick it up from the guys and things like that. So now I'm just ready to go and excited about what he's going to teach me this year.
Tank Carradine, good enough to join us. Second-round pick in 2013, 40th overall out of Florida State. They listed him at 6'4 and about 275. You've always been a sack guy. You had 26 sacks in junior college in 2 years. You had 11 sacks your last year at Florida State, and we all know about the knee. Is that kind of how you fancy yourself, because people haven't seen you play? Are you a sack guy at this NFL level? How do you envision that?
Yes, I envision me being a sack guy because I'm a speed guy, but now, you know, more of a D-tackle/DN, more of a big guy, because I'm actually like 295 now. I still think I'm a speed guy. Still, you know, you're taking a defensive end that was a speed guy, got him a little bigger. Now you put him down there on the line, put him on the guard and things like that. that can be a good thing, you know. And I still on a speed guy, but when it comes to that, also could be a run guy as well. But now, when I get down in a position and playing DN on the guards and everything, I'm still gonna be able to show that I'm a speed guy as well.
When you were at Florida State, Tank, did you guys play in a 43 or a 34?
We played a 43.
So it's when you make the conversion to D end in a 34, you're playing a lot of five technique, and you've got Olden or Ahmad on the outside. So how do you have to tailor your game to play D end in a three man front and do it from a five technique spot?
Yeah, I mean it's different, you know, because you take in more of a double, and then instead of a hybrid guy getting more of like one on ones and things like that. It's a little different, but it's something I can adjust to. It's not hard at all. Things like that. It's just that more I'll be rushing in the inside now, which gives me a better advantage because I was a speed guy, and you put a speed guy that's a bigger guy now on the guard, you know. It's good for him to rush and also, you know, take on doubles for the guy that's hybrid so he can get to the quarterback.
You said you're up to a 295. So what'd you gained about 20 pounds since leaving college?
Yeah, I gained about 20 pounds. Solid, you know, everything like that. Just eating and lifting, getting ready, learning how to train like a pro, and just watching the other guys, how they eat and things like that, and pick up their habit, and they're able to put on weight, muscle, no problem.
Stylistically, who would you say your game, and I want to say it's, you know, you're modeling yourself after, but who you most like in the NFL? I've read Justin Tuck. Are you kind of a Justin Tuck kind of player?
Yes, I'm more of a Justin Tuck kind of player.
That's good. He's a good player, that Justin Tuck.
Yeah.
That'll work.
Now it's going to be, I'm going to mix it up more of a Justin Tuck slash Warren Sharp now that I'm a bigger guy, more down in the middle, taking on doubles, rushing from a three technique,
yeah,
and things like that. So it'll be a little bit of both and something new, but I'm well capable and I'm ready for it.
Tank Carradine joining us, second round pick in 2013, pick 40 overall, missed the year with an ACL and now is ready to go. Had some scar tissue cleaned up in early February. Now he says he's ready to go here in the wheelhouse on 95.7 The Game. Let me talk to you about some of your guys at Florida State. First of all, did you and Corey Lemonnier have some sort of a bet because he's an Auburn guy, you're a Florida State guy? Did you win any kind of a bet off him?
Yes, we did. We bet it, but we didn't go through on the bet. The whole week we was talking about beginning before the season even started, he was kept saying Auburn's going to go to the national championship, and I said no, Florida State going to go. And then it actually came to the end that they both played in, and then he was rooting for his team. Also, I was betting against Carlos Rogers. We wasn't betting for anything. We were just betting just to say who go win.
Oh, of course, yeah, sure.
So if he wins, I'm have to wear an Auburn shirt. If I win, he have to wear a Florida State shirt. But you know. The top dogs came out, you know, with the win for Florida State, and, you know, had to wear my shirt.
Nice.
I know, John, you wanted to ask him about his teammate at Florida State.
Did you go up against Menelik much in practice? Menelik Watson, who, of course, is with the Raiders, went two picks after you in the draft. Give us your opinion on him.
Yeah, great player, you know, real athletic and things like that, and worked really hard and things like that. Yeah, so I want to get him a lot, not as much as Beyond Warner did, but yeah, I wanted to get quite a bit, and for a guy who came out of dream college like me and haven't played football for long, he learned the system fast, and just seeing how he worked and how he picked up things and how good he were, I was real excited about him and things like that.
Good stuff. Yeah. Did you play right end or left end in school?
I can play both, but I played more right end. I was always a left end, and then by me just being able to play both, they moved to the right.
So why didn't Menelik, with his feet? I mean, he's got great feet. He's a dancer. Why didn't he play left tackle at Florida State?
Because the other tackle, Cam Irvin, that they moved over there to left tackle, he was just as athletic as him. So you know, you got two guys similar and everything. But we also needed a right tackle as well because the other right tackle, Xavier Sanders, he went to the NFL.
Oh, that's right.
If they move Cameron over to left tackle, and he'll be a good fit for that position, we needed a right tackle, so they just kept him over at right tackle. We come out of dream card, they kind of didn't really know what kind of player he was going to be. They usually start you off, put you at right, see how you do, and he came out being great at it.
Hey, wasn't Jameis Winston running the scout team when you were there?
Yes, he was.
Well, how was that? I mean, were you just like, what is this guy doing, running the scout team?
Yeah, and like some of the, I knew he was going to be really good because some of the throws he made and things like that. We knew he was going to be a real great player, but I didn't know it was going to be like that. I was kind of shocked. I knew he could play baseball and things like that, but some of the throws he made, we knew that it was going to be coming good. We were excited about this upcoming season and things like that. But I was kind of shocked about how the kind of player he ended up being, and great player, great kid, great person to be around and everything.
Hey Tank, wow. Hey, thanks for the time. We appreciate it, and we're looking forward to finally seeing you on the field. I'm sure you're absolutely looking forward to it as well. Thanks for the time.
Okay, thanks.
You got it.
Thank you, man.